إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His aid and we ask His forgiveness. We seek the refuge of Allah from ourselves and we also seek the refuge of Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whoever Allah guides, then there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a worshipper of Allah and he's also the final messenger of Allah. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayr al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter, indeed the best of speech, it is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. Indeed, the most evil of affairs are those matters which have been newly introduced into this religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every newly introduced or innovated matter in this religion, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not used to do, إِنَّهَا بِدْعَةٍ. Then it is a bid'ah. وَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah, it is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, and only speak the truth, only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. If you do this, He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And He will forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever is obedient, whoever shows obedience and follows the guidance of Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. O Muslims, indeed our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he appeared amongst a group of people, amongst a particular tribe, in a particular place. And these people, the Quraysh, amongst the Arabs, then they were known for oppression, and they were known for ashirk, worshipping other than Allah. They were known for their disobedience, their sinning, and they were known for their constant fighting and killing. The Quraysh, they were a tribe amongst the Arabs, known for always being in a state of war, and discord, and disobedience. However, despite this misguidance, and despite this chaos that the people were in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose those very people to be companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the people that Allah chose to send to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to move forward. There's no space in the back. They were the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose them to be the muhajireen, to be the people who migrate with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Mecca, from Mecca to Medina. They were the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose as the Ansar, those who would support and help and aid the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So despite Allah knowing the evil and the misguidance and the shirk and the killing that they were upon, yet due to a great wisdom that He knew, and due to how good they knew that their hearts could be and how truthful they are to their word, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose those same very people to be the companions and the helpers and the supporters and the friends of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to those people, he came to them with a call to Tawheed, that they should only worship Allah alone, that all of their worship should be purely for the sake of Allah, that they should leave alone the worship of the idols and the false deities, that they should rectify their belief and they should strengthen their iman in Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did this due to the command of Allah. It wasn't enough for the Prophet that now he knows the guidance. He knows Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, that he now sits at home and he allows the people and he leaves the people to their misguidance. Rather now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to go out to the people and take the guidance to the people. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O you who is sat covered in a cloak, qum fa'anzir, get up, arise and go warn the people. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and go out and glorify the mention of your Lord. Wa thiyabaka fatahhir, and go out and purify your clothes. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ, and as for the idols and the false deities, then stay far away from them. And Allah said in the Quran, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ, do not worship and supplicate and call out to another deity apart from Allah. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ, because if you do this, you'll be amongst the punished people. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, but go out and go warn those people, your tribe who is close to you. Go give them da'wah. Go take the guidance to them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he rose up and he established this call of Allah and he fulfilled this commandment which Allah had commanded him with. So he went out. فَبَشَّرَ وَأَنذَرْ, he went out and he gave the glad tidings to the people. And he went out and he warned the people of the painful punishment if they don't accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first person to accept the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who wasn't amongst his families, was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr was a friend of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best friend and the closest friend, even before prophethood. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and gave him the da'wah, then he was the first to accept the da'wah and become a Muslim outside of the direct family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to him, Bi abi wa ummi, may you be sacrificed. May my mother and my father be sacrificed for your sake. Ahlas sidqi ant, for you are the person who is deserving to be believed in. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah, I bear witness there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that you, O Muhammad, that you, my friend, that you are the messenger of Allah. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, did he then stop and sit at home once the guidance had come to him? Rather, he now knew the obligation of taking this guidance to the other people and teaching the other people. So he became from the du'at al-Islam. He became from the callers of al-Islam. Those who are sincere in calling the people to the guidance. And so, due to the da'wah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu after the tawfiq of Allah, Uthman ibn Affan, he accepted Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam accepted Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abdurrahman ibn Auf accepted Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, these great companions, accepted Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Talha ibn Ubayd, another great companion, accepted Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Six people from those 10 who were given and promised the glad tidings to Jannah, 6 of these 10 accepted Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So if this is the case, that six people who were given the promise to Jannah, they were given da'wah by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then what do we think of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? He was the first and the foremost of people who was from the Asharatul Mubashireen, from the 10 people who were given the glad tidings of paradise by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he remained calling the people to Islam, but doing this in secrecy. He did this quietly, speaking to his close friends and his close family members, until the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, that now go out and be apparent and be open and go and call the people in public. Allah said to him, فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ, that now go out and proclaim in public that which you have been commanded with. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and stay away from the mushrikeen, i.e. turn away from the mushrikeen. If they harm you, then turn away from their harm. But keep calling them and keep striving for them to accept into Islam. And the Quraysh, when they saw that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was now calling the people in public, out aloud, announcing Islam and denouncing the false idols, they began to mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with their tongues. And they began to harm the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with their hands. And Allah said, Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are sufficient for you against those people who are mocking you. We will protect you against the mocking and the harm of those people who are mocking and harming you. And what was the reason behind which they used to mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Why did they used to oppose and harm and hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions? Because they were from amongst those that Allah said regarding them, الَّذِينَ يَجْعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ, because they are those people who have set up deities other than Allah. Along with Allah, they have set up deities. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, then surely later on they will know. And for this reason, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them and said to them, accept this tawheed, worship only Allah, stay away from the false deities, what did they reply? They said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا, that has this man now come to us, falsifying all our deities and saying that all of these deities is one single deity. إِنَّ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ, this is something which is strange. This affair that this man Muhammad, peace be upon him, has come with, then this is something which is strange. So when the punishment and the torture and the mocking of the Quraysh towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, when it became severe, when it became more than the companions could bear, when the companions were being killed and their wealth was being taken and they were being oppressed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the hijrah, that take the people, your followers from Makkah, and go out and make hijrah to Medina. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he left Makkah with his companions and he went towards Medina. And in Medina he found a place and a group of people who were open and submissive towards the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his message. So now in Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in earnest started building and establishing the Islamic state. So he built the masjid. The first thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam built was Masjid Quba. And then after this, after a few months, he built another masjid called Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. And this shows the importance of the masajid. Because at that time, the masjid was used for everything. It was the center of the life of the Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam started by building the masajid and establishing the state of Islam and implementing the rules of Islam. And the call to jihad came, that the Muslims defend themselves, and also that they fight al-jihad. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fought jihad and he strived in the way of Allah as he ought to have done. And then he went out establishing the first Islamic education institute. And this was in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the shelter for the poor people was in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he went out educating and teaching the companions. He cultivated and trained the companion squad to the different countries and the different tribes and go give da'wah to them. And by this, Islam became spread. It became more and more widespread. And the people started entering into Islam afwaja, the people entered into Islam in large groups, in waves and groups of armies. They all started entering into Islam. So these days that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his companions in Medina, then these were the most virtuous and best days of al-Islam. Because at that time, there was a complete security. At that time, there was complete safety. There was no insecurities. There was no fighting or warring amongst the Muslims. There was complete guidance. At that time, there was no deviated sects. Everybody was known as being a Muslim. There was no other group. There were no other deviated sect. And every Muslim fulfilled the responsibility that he knew that was upon himself. Every Muslim was sincere in holding firm to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still amongst them. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates in a hadith in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Burda radiallahu anhu narrates from his father that he said, صَلَّيْنَا الْمَغْرِبَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that one day we prayed the Maghrib prayer with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لَوْ نَجْلِسْ حَتَّى نُصَلِّيَ الْعِشَى, and then we said, why don't we sit until we also pray Isha with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sahaba, they never used to love, or they never used to like leaving the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They wanted to stay with him all the time, keep taking from his knowledge. So once they had prayed Maghrib, they could have gone home, but they said, why don't we stay in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also pray Isha with him instead of going home. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out again from his house, he said, ma ziltum hahuna, are you still sitting here? And then he said, ahsantum, well done, this is a good action. So he used to praise the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah for the good action they used to do as an encouragement to do even further actions. فَقُلْنَا, so we said, the company said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, صَلَّيْنَا مَعَكَ الْمَغْرِبِ, we have prayed the Maghrib prayer with you. ثُمَّ قُلْنَا, and then we said, لَوْ نَجْلِسْ حَتَّى نُصَلِّي مَعَكَ الْعِشَى, we want to remain and sit until we have prayed Isha with you. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he raised his head and he looked up towards his sky, or towards the sky. وَكَانَ كَثِيرًا مَا يَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, and the narrator says that many times he would look up towards the sky, meaning he would turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wouldn't turn towards the people, rather he would look up and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, النُّجُومُ أَمَنَةُ السَّمَاءِ, that the stars, they are a safety guard or a protection for the skies. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُّجُومُ, and once the stars begin to disappear, once the stars are destroyed, أَتَ السَّمَاءَ مَا تُوعَدْ, then it will happen to the sky that which has been promised. أَيَّوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ will come and everything will be destroyed. And then he said, وَإِنِّي أَمَنَتْ لِأَصْحَابِي, and I am a safety or a protection for my companions. فَإِذَا ذَهَبْتُ أَتَى أَصْحَابِي مَا يُوعَدُونَ, and once I leave this world, once I die, then certain things will happen to the companions, that which has been prophesied and they have been promised, or they have been warned. Wa ashabi amanatun li ummati, and as for my companions, then they are a protection or a safety for my ummah. Fa idha dhahaba ashabi, so once my companions disappear and they die, atal ummata ma tu'ad, then upon the ummah will come that which it has been warned. That which has been warned against and prophesied, this will happen to the ummah. So the companions, all of them were udul. They were people who were trustworthy, and they had justice, and they had good intentions, sincere, pure hearts. And as long as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained amongst them, there was no disunity amongst them, and there was no insecurity amongst them. They were in this state of complete security and complete unity. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfilled his mission upon the earth, when Islam had been spread, when the people started entering into Islam, when Makkah had been opened, when this religion had been perfected and completed, when the ayah was revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, on this day I have perfected for you your religion, then here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam,
He chose the hereafter over this dunya. And he left this world and he went towards the hereafter. However, deenuhu baq. However, the religion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it stays behind. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it stays behind. Even after the companions have left, then the methodology and the knowledge of the companions, it stays behind. And this for this reason, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard of the demise and the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stood up amongst the people. And he said, "Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat." Whoever is worshipping Muhammad, then know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has died. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ And whoever worships Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ Then Allah is the one who lives and he will not die. So after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the companions all came together and they remained united. And they chose Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to be the Khalifa of the Muslims. And then after the death of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Muslims came together and they were united. And they chose Umar radiallahu anhu to become the Khalifa. And in the khilaf of Umar radiallahu anhu, then the countries accepted Islam. Islam became widespread. The Arabs and the non-Arabs from near and afar, all of them started to accept Islam. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had warned the Sahaba about certain tribulations that will come upon them. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu narrates, he says, "Bayna nahnu julusun inda Umar radiallahu anhu," one day we were sitting with Umar radiallahu anhu. إِذْ قَالْ And Umar said, أَيُّكُمْ يَحْفُظُ قَوْلَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْفِتَنِ Who amongst you has memorized the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the tribulations and the calamities and the afflictions which will come? And Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said, فِتْنَةَ الرَّجُلُ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَجَارِهِ That the sins of a person with regards to his family and his wife and his children and his wealth and his neighbor, تُكَفِّرُهَا الصَّلَاةُ وَالصَّدَقَةُ وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفُ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ That the sins that this person makes regarding these things, then when he prays and when he gives charity and when he does da'wah, these sins will be forgiven and expiated. But Umar radiallahu anhu said, لَيْسَ أَنْ هَذَا أَسْأَلُكُ I'm not asking you about this type of fitna. I'm asking about that fitna, أَلَّتِي تَمُوجُكَ مَوْجِ الْبَحَرِ I'm asking you about those tribulations and calamities and afflictions that will come upon all of my ummah just like the waves that hit the shore. And then Hudhayfa said to him, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ مِنْهَا بَأْسٌ يَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ You have nothing to worry about, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, regarding these fitan. إِنَّ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهَا بَابٌ مُغْلَقٌ Because between you, O Umar, and between these tribulations and afflictions and calamities that will come upon the ummah, there is a door which is closed. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, أَيُكْسَرَ الْبَابْ أَمْ يُغْلَقْ This door which prevents, this barrier which is preventing the tribulations coming upon my ummah, will it be open or will it be destroyed and flung open? And Hudhayfa said, rather it will be destroyed, meaning this door which is opened and destroyed, it will never be closed again. And these fitan, these tribulations will come upon my ummah more and more and more up until Yawm al-Qiyamah comes. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesied this, that every generation there will be more fitna. Every affliction will be greater than the affliction that came before. لَا يَأْتِي زَمَانٌ إِلَّا وَالَّذِي بَعْدَهُ A time will not come upon the people except that the time which is after it, شَرٌ is even more evil, حَتَّى تَلْقُوا رَبَّكُمْ Up until you meet your Lord. Until we come to the time of today. So in the time of today, we find these fitan, these afflictions and calamities and tribulations, as Umar radiallahu anhu has said, تَمُوجُ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ that are hitting the ummah like waves which hit the shore. So look and contemplate the situation and the state of the Muslim ummah. Look and contemplate the state of the Muslim youth. Look at our Muslim sisters, the Muslim women. Look at the shirk and the innovations that have become widespread. Look at the magic and the shayateen and the dajjal, the dujjal who are now coming out and misguiding the people. And look at how the Muslims have become disunited. Look at how ignorance has become widespread. Consider the evil scholars who are out there misguiding the people. They make that which is halal haram. They make that which is haram halal. That which is an innovation They tell the people, this is the sunnah. That which is at-tawheed, they say, this is shirk. And what is shirk? They say to the people, this is at-tawheed. And knowledge has been lost. Except from the one whom Allah has mercy upon. And ignorance has been widespread. And this is due to the death of the ulama. Knowledge is lost because the ulama, slowly they are passing away. And also look at the Muslim countries. And look at the fitna, the calamities and the problems and the afflictions, the tribulations and the trials that Muslims are being put through in the Muslim countries. Syria, Iraq, Libya, Egypt, even Pakistan now. All of these afflictions because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said and prophesied that when Umar radiallahu anhu dies, then the barrier and the door that he was protecting the ummah against the fitan, it'll be destroyed open. And Umar radiallahu anhu said that these fitan, they will hit the Muslims and the Muslim ummah like the waves that hit the shore. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تظهر الفتن, that the hour will not be established until the fitan appear. يكثر الكذب, there'll be much lying. وتتقارب الأسواق والأزمنة, and the places and the times will become quick and brought close together. وَيَكْثُرُ الْحَرَجِ, and there will be much haraj. And the people asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا الْحَرَجِ, and what is haraj? And he said, Al-Qatal, killing and violence and chaos. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one in whose hand my soul is, there will come upon the people a time, لَا يَدْرِ الْقَاتِلْ فِي أَيِّ شَيْنِ قَتَلْ, that the one who is killing and fighting, he won't know who he is killing and what he is killing for. وَلَا يَدْرِي الْمَقْتُولُ فِي أَيِّ شَيْنْ قُتِلْ, and the one who is being killed and fought against, he won't know for which reason is he being fought and killed against. So now, no doubt, we are in this time of fitan. And this is the door that was broken and it will never be closed again. So therefore, it's not correct for any single person amongst us to think that I am safe from these tribulations or these afflictions. I am living in Britain and the tribulations, the afflictions are in the Muslim countries. I am a righteous person and I won't be afflicted by them. Only the disobedient people will be afflicted by them. I have so much money. I go to this masjid. I give myself a particular name. I think I'm from a particular group or a particular madhab. And therefore these fitan, they won't come upon me. I am safe in my house, in my masjid, in my area. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً, and fear these afflictions and tribulations. لَا تُصِيبُنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. Fear these tribulations that will not be specific to those people who are oppressing. Meaning these fitna that will come upon this ummah, they aren't only for those people who are disobedient and they have dhulm, they are oppressing others. Rather, the righteous person will be afflicted by these calamities. The disobedient person will be afflicted by these calamities. The salih and the talih, the one who is in the masjid will be afflicted by these calamities. The one who is on the streets will be afflicted by these calamities. The Muslims will be afflicted by these calamities. The non-Muslims will be afflicted by these calamities. Don't, Allah said, fear the calamities that are not specific to those people who oppress upon you. In fact, this ayah was revealed about the people of Badr. Those people fought Badr. Allah said to them, and they were the people who fought Badr, whose sins were forgiven. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of the companions were those companions who fought in Al-Badr. And it has been mentioned by the Mufassirin that this ayah was revealed regarding them. Allah said to them that even you, despite you being from the best of the companions and the people of Badr, then you should fear the fitan that are not specific to those people who oppress amongst you. So therefore, the question for every single Muslim should be, how do I save myself from these fitan? How can I save myself and my children from these calamities? Of course, this is a lecture that can go on for many hours. However, to summarize, the first way that a person saves himself from these calamities is that he should know that he's in danger of being afflicted by these calamities. Don't think that which is happening in the Muslim world right now is a revolution. Or it's a spring, like I said, this is an Arab spring. Or something good is being established there. These are the fitan that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesies about. There's no goodness in these revolutions. There's no goodness in these springs, these Arab springs or these non-Arab springs. There's no goodness in these demonstrations that are now being carried out in Pakistan and Libya and Egypt and these type of places. This is the fitan and this is the haraj. This is the violence and the chaos and the disorder that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had warned against. So you have to know and admit and appreciate that these are fitan, and the ummah is sick, and the ummah is being humiliated, and things are getting worse, they're not getting better. After this, you have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not leave us misguided. He didn't put any illness amongst His ummah, except that there is cure for this illness. After this, you have to know that this cure, where is it to be found? Is it found in our own logic? Is it found in our own thinking, in our own ideologies, or in the way of the kuffar? No. Rather, the solution, the cure to this illness upon which the ummah is upon, is in the Quran, the sunnah, and also the way of the sahaba alayhim ridwanullah. So Allah has never placed an illness upon this earth, except that He has placed for it a cure. Now the cure has been mentioned in many different ahadith. Amongst the cures that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned is the hadith in which he said, "Al-ibadatu fil fitan kal-hijrati ilayya." That a person who worships Allah through times of calamities and afflictions, the reward for this person is like those people who made hijrah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We see people now, when these calamities come, what do? They go out onto the streets. They start demonstrating and protesting. They go to the governments. They do this and they do that action. They raise their arms and their weapons. They start speaking, saying things about the rulers, saying things about this person. And yet the solution that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave, worship Allah. Turn back to Allah. Maintain your silence and instead spend your time in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So upon the Muslim is, as Allah said in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. That go out and flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consider his beautiful example. إِذَا حَزَّبَهُ الْأَمْرِ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Whenever an insecurity came upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned to the prayer. He turned to his Lord Jalla fil Ula. So this is the action of the Muslims when we are afflicted by these calamities. This is what we should be upon right now. Nowadays we have thousands of Muslims, along with the non-Muslims, going out onto the streets because of these fitan. And yet that which Allah told them to do, to fulfill the masajid and fill the masajid and worship Allah, we find the masajid empty. How are we going to be lifted from these fitan when we go against the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in worshipping Allah, and instead we go out to the streets and start demonstrating? So this isn't the way or the avenue towards success. So it's upon a Muslim in these times to strengthen his iman. Seek knowledge. Remain silent. Don't speak. Don't spread the news. Rather, start worshipping Allah. Save yourselves and save your families from this calamity. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Satakunu fitan," that there will be afflictions and tribulations and calamities. Al-qa'idu fiha khayrun min al-qa'im. The one who is sitting, the one who is not doing anything, the one who is remaining silent, he will be better than the one who is standing and partaking in these calamities. Wal-qa'imu fiha khayrun min al-mashi. And the one who is standing still will be better than the one who is walking. Wal-mashi fiha khayrun min al-sa'i. And the one who is slowly walking will be better than the one who is running towards it. Man tasharrafa laha tastashrifuhu. The one who goes out towards these calamities, then these calamities will overtake him. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مَلْجَى. So whoever finds a refuge or a shelter, فَلْيَعِذْ بِهِ. And then he should seek this refuge and this shelter and stay in it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لَلِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.